Let's all take a big, deep breath and have a sit down. Wow, that was fantastic. And you know what? I even saw some mums and dads doing those actions. They were great. Did you see some of your mums and dads helping out, doing the actions? They were really cool. So, now, tell me, who likes helping in the kitchen? Do you? You like helping your mum or your dad doing some cooking? Zach, my little boy over here, he's just two. Now, his favourite thing to do in the kitchen is he has his little plastic pots and pans. He stands next to me and he likes getting the vegetable peelings. And he puts them all into his pan. Then he puts lots of water in and then he mashes them all up and then he drinks it. I don't like to eat that, but he thinks it's rather good. So, I have something in my hand, which is a rather wonderful thing to have in a kitchen. And you know what? It's also something that Jesus says we are to be like. Can you remember Murphy, what Murphy was helping us remember? Who thinks they know what I've got in this jar? What do you think? Salt, that's right. Wow, now, who likes eating salt? Salt is yucky, isn't it?
Salt is yucky, yes.
Oh, well, you see, I don't much like eating salt like this. Who's ever been swimming in the sea and their mouth's gone under the water and they've had a whole mouthful of salt water? What did that taste like? Quite nice. I don't think it was. Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was disgusting. That's quite right. Who else thought that's disgusting? Who's done that? I've done that. Has anyone else done that? Any mums and dads out there?
Yeah.
Salt tastes yuck. So do you think that what Jesus means? Do you think Jesus means that we are to be the salt of the world and taste yuck?
No.
No? Oh, dear. Oh. There it is! There it is! Is that because we're going to taste yucky? No! Do you know what it is? And Alex and Cindy got it. It's because salt by itself doesn't taste too good. But when you add salt to other foods, do you know what it does? It makes those foods taste extra special. So by themselves, tomatoes or rice, well, that tastes all right. And then you add a little bit of salt. And they taste amazing. And all kinds of things love having salt added to them. Do you know what? Even in cooking cakes and cooking brownies, sometimes people add a little sprinkle of salt. And you know what? That is what Jesus wants us to learn when he says, you are the salt of the earth. In the Message translation of the Bible, which is a different translation and it's a bit easier to understand, I'm going to read you what it says. It says, let me tell you why you are all here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors in the earth. So what Jesus means by that is he's saying that each one of us has gifts and talents. Things that we're like we might be patient or we might be kind. Things that we might be good at, like we might get at sport or we might be good at music. Jesus has given us all those different gifts and talents. And when we use them, we bring out the best in us. And just like sprinkling salt on food, it brings out the best in other people. So you might use them at home, you might be patient with your brother or sister, or in school you might be kind and you might share something with somebody else, or with your friends when you hang out together you might try not to argue and you might try and encourage each other, or in church you might try and find a way where you could all work together. But if we don't think about the things that God's given us, what we're good at, what we like, do you know what it's like not adding salt to the food? The salt, the food's still good, but we miss out a little something, and everybody else we know misses out a little something of just how God made us to be and just how great God is. So I've invited one of my friends, Michelangelo, not a common name, but a good evening, he's going to come and he is going to share with us how he used the God-given talent he had from Jesus to be salt seasoning to bring out the God flavour. So, Michelangelo, are you here? Oh, yes.
Oh, mon petit cochon. Bonjour. How are we today, boys and girls? We are going to be talking about the work of art. Does anybody recognize this painting up here? Yes, what is it? That's right. This was painted on the ceiling of a church. Imagine if you tried to paint something up there. I can't reach it, can I? You know what? This was painted hundreds of years ago by a man called Michelangelo. Oh, yes, me. Of course. I forgot. Yes, you see, when you get old, when you get over 200 years old, you get a bit of the Alzheimer's. Okay, so I was painting this, you see, and we don't have anything like we have now. Before then, we had the airbrushing. Now you have the airbrushing and the powerlift and all this fake stuff. There, when we were painting this, we had to have a big, huge scaffolding. A big, huge scaffolding. And you know how I painted it? I had to lie on my back, way up there, in the top of the church, and paint it. It took me months. In fact, it took me years. It took so long to paint. And I was painting on my back for years and years, up way up high at the top of a church. Yeah? But you see, God gave me a talent. God gave me a gift. And I wanted to use it fully for God. I gave my gift of painting to God. And I said, God, I want to spend my life glorifying you. Do you know what this is a painting of? It's a painting of God and Adam. And they're touching. Yeah? See, I wanted people to be able to see the Bible. Do you know the way sometimes you read the Bible and you just see the words? I wanted it to be people be able to see what God wrote in the book, in the Bible. And this is about Adam and God at the start, at the very start. You see? And I wanted to use my gift to do this, to show people like you how amazing God was. But you know what? God has given you gifts and talents. Maybe you will never be an artist, but maybe you will be something else. You can use your gifts and your talents to do lots of things. There are over hundreds of things that you can do. But what you need to do is use the gift, the thing that God has put inside you, and use it with all of your heart. With all of your heart to glorify God, to give God the glory. Because God has given you amazing things to do. And you can use your gifts and your talents to honor God. It could be making dresses. It could be being an amazing businessman or businesswoman. It could be any ideas. Any ideas of what you could do, yeah? You could be a motorbike man, yes. Bring glory to God by that, yes. You could be a teacher, that would bring God glory and help children, and yes. You could be a worker, yes. Anything. Do you know in Paul's gospel he says, whatever you do, do it with enthusiasm. Do it with all of your energy. Yes. Do it with whatever God wants you to do. Do it with all of your heart. Yes, like you are. Yes. Yes. What could you do? You could be a doctor, yes, that would bring God glory, yes. You could be hundreds and hundreds of things. But whatever you do, do it with all of your heart and with all of your energy, yes. You could be a priest, yes, absolutely. Bring God glory that way as well. So, bye-bye.
Will we give him a big round of applause? Whoa! Wasn't that good of him to come visiting us today? Wasn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing picture? And you know what? Will everyone in their groups, will you all turn around? Will you all face the front? That's it. All this talk, about food and eating has made me rather hungry. And I think I need to do a bit of cooking. Who would like me to do a bit of cooking, make something yummy? Who would like something yummy to eat? To help me collect all the ingredients that I need to make something yummy. So if I asked you earlier in the day, would you be able to bring up your ingredients that you have up to me now? I hope everyone's here. So what have we got here? We've got some sugar. Thank you very much, Simon. That's fantastic. And you can go and sit back down. I'll grab you in a minute. And Therese, what's Therese bringing up for me? And Peter. Peter has some salt. As we know now, salt. Very good. We've got some flour. What else have we got coming? Susan's got some chocolate for me. Oh, phew. We've got some eggs. Plastic, just in case. Got some eggs. Wow, guys. So look, what have we got here? We've got flour, eggs, salt, chocolate, and sugar. What do you think I could make with those ingredients? A cake. We could... Did you hear that we might be doing some cooking? Did you? Tell me, would you like it if I made some chocolate brownies?
Would I?
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, would you think we should make some chocolate brownies?
Yeah.
Wow, come on. But you see, the thing is that I also need a recipe, don't I? Because if I was to add the same amount of salt as I add flour, what would that taste like? It would taste pretty yucky. So I need to find a recipe, because a recipe tells me how much of each ingredient I need. And they all do different things, don't they, in the recipe? The flour is like the energy in the food, and if it's got self-raising flour, then it helps the brownies to rise up. The sugar makes everything sweet and tasty. The eggs binds all the different ingredients together and makes them form good cookie shapes. The chocolate, well, they're not going to be chocolate brownies without chocolate, are they? And the salt, what did we learn earlier about salt? What does it do? Go on, shout it out. It makes everything taste better. That's it. So if we use all of it, and if we put a bit of that in, and then we put a bit of that in, and then if we put a bit of that in, and a bit of this, and we break the eggs, and we do a big stir. We do a big stir. Now the thing is, while I'm doing this, tell me, when we were going around all those groups, you didn't have all the same things written on your stickers, did you? You all had different things written on them. And you know that's why that is? It's because we're all completely different people, aren't we? We've all got different things that we enjoy doing, different things that we're good at, and we're different, aren't we? We've got different characters and different personalities. Some of us might be quite quiet. We might quite like to be quite still and quite peaceful. And sometimes people that are quiet, hey, maybe they're really thoughtful, and they really notice people who maybe need a bit of a hand or are feeling a bit low. So sometimes people like that who have those kind of characters are really thoughtful and really kind. And then some people are really outgoing, aren't they? And they're all the life, the soul of the party. And they're the first one to do the game. They want to get involved in everything. And they're fantastic because sometimes they're really good at bringing teams together. So we need all different types of personalities, don't we? And you see, that's exactly like a recipe. Because if I was just to make chocolate brownies out of eggs, it would be eggy and not really very chocolatey at all. We need all the different ingredients to make the chocolate brownies come together. So I'm going to put this in the oven. So all those people who brought the ingredients to me earlier, would you all stand up and wave? So Susan, can you see Susan at the welcome desk? Simon is standing here. Therese, wave again, is at the sound desk. Mark is doing the PowerPoint. And Peter is at the back there. Each one of these people I asked to help bring the ingredients for a very special reason. Because do you know what? Do you know what, Ethan? Every single one of these people has been involved in helping this service come together today. Without Susan, no one would have had a nice smiling face when we walked in the door. Without Therese, you wouldn't be able to hear me. Without Mark, we wouldn't have known the words. Without Peter, we wouldn't have any tea and coffee at the end. And without Simon, Simon makes sure he goes around the whole church before the service and makes sure it's all clean and safe for us to go and walk around outside and in the back garden. So today's service needed every single person to use their different gifts and their different talents to help the service happen. If one of them hadn't turned up, it wouldn't have been able to happen. And you know what? That's just what Jesus wants to say to you all today. He wants to remind us that he made each and every one of us. We are all unique, and he knows us inside out and upside down. And he gave each and every one of us different gifts, different personalities, different things we love, different things we're wonderful at, and different things that we find tough. Because each one of us, like that salt seasoning, have something special to add to the world and the place, the people that we know and the places that we're at. And when we work together, we can create something more than we can create by ourselves. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite three of the guys who come to our church, one of the families, and they are going to show us how they have used their God-given talent to bless other people, work together as a team, and now to go and tell more people about Jesus. So will you guys come up, Liam and Judah and Bethany?